Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today we reach back into our archives to bring you something from 2010 in New Zealand. We have Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan, who lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and a spiritual director. This preaching is entitled, Who Do You Say Jesus Is?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put this question to his disciples. Who do people say the Son of Man is? And they said, some say he is John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But you, he said, who do you say I am? Then Simon Peter spoke up, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man. It was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So I now say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. And the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. This gospel reading we have just heard seems to pop up every now and then during the church year. And although it is one of my favorites, I find myself challenged by the question of Jesus. Who do you say I am? On one hand, my response depends on what I am experiencing at the moment. And on the other hand, my response reflects what needs attention in my life. So reflecting and pondering this episode in the life of Jesus, I sense Jesus is asking me to look deeper at him, at myself, and at others. So often, he says, go into the deep. So in other words, the invitation is to go beyond the superficial, to be less judgmental of others, of myself. And as I look deeper at the reality of others and listen more compassionately to their story, I find myself seeing Jesus in all the people I encounter. Recently, I had quite a powerful experience, a lovely experience, when a sister in my community had a slight turn, and I was needing assurance that indeed it was not a stroke. I ran next door to our Hindu doctor for advice, and no sooner had I opened my mouth than he responded without hesitation, saying, I am coming, I am coming. It felt to me that Jesus had spoken and put my heart at ease. Preparing to reflect with you today, I decided I would ask other people the question of Jesus. Who do you say I am? The responses took me a little by surprise, yet certainly confirmed for me my own awareness that we tend to image Jesus in ways that reflect our own life experience. The way we interpret scripture often comes out of what is happening in our lives. Just let me quote some examples. The first response to this question was from a woman who has been quite unwell and no doubt thinking of her own death. She replied by saying, well, Jesus would have absorbed his father Joseph's love for wood, and so he would have touched and played with wood in his home often. What a mystery. that this same Jesus was nailed to a wooden cross to die, and we are all carried from this life in a wooden casket. Perhaps the very gift we exercise in life can be the means of our suffering. Another response, this time from a male chaplain. He said, "I believe Jesus was very gentle and compassionate and would not have talked about sin the way you do. I imitate this Jesus and never talk about sin to people in hospital, but rather convey to them a gentle Jesus." Another response, "I think Jesus was one who struggled making choices. Look at him in the desert. When he was hungry, would he use his power to turn stones into bread so he could satisfy this hunger? I too struggle with choices, especially when I am hungry and tired." Then there was the response from one with a prophetic approach to life. She constantly raises challenging questions. "I believe Jesus was the one who always asked the difficult questions, knowing that he would be isolated by those who did not want to hear the answers." Yet again, others who are carrying heavy burdens tell me Jesus is the one who helps them carry their cross. While one woman, when I phoned to ask her who Jesus was for her, replied very spontaneously, "You." Finally, I spoke with a group of lay people training to minister in the institutional church and struggling to be accepted as lay leaders. Their consensus was a Jesus who knows how to empower others, how to delegate and include all, be they male or female, young or old, strong or vulnerable, rich or poor. So, my friends, what about you? Who do you say Jesus is in your life? This season of Lent is a time when we are invited to walk more intentionally with Jesus and thus become more like him. Just prior to Jesus asking this question from his disciples, "Who do you say I am?" he had been about healing and feeding many people. And yet still the Sadducees and Pharisees were demanding a sign from him so they could establish his identity. Jesus had warned his disciples to be on their guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and Sadducees, but they did not understand who he was and what he was saying. They thought it was perhaps because they had not brought any bread with them for the journey. What a paradox. Did they not know that Jesus who was with them was the bread of life? No wonder Jesus went on to say, "Do you not yet understand? Have you no perception? Are your minds closed? Have you eyes that do not see, ears that do not hear? Or do you not remember?" I think the yeast Jesus wants us to have in our lives is the yeast of love, and not that of the Pharisees and Sadducees, which is the yeast of fear. That yeast we are experiencing in our world today. This fear can prevent us from going deeper and seeing who Jesus really is in ourselves, others, and above all, Jesus, the Son of God, in the Trinity. No wonder Matthew, the great teacher, says in his account of this gospel that it is not flesh and blood that reveals to us who Jesus is, but rather it is God, God's gift to us. Let us, during this time of Lent, begin and end our day with this all-important, essential question from Jesus. Who do you say I am? And let us not be afraid to respond in whatever way is true for us at this time. Blessings now on our Lenten journey.